This Sunday, voters in Chile will elect a new president, and they have a stark choice between the two remaining candidates left in the race. A former congressman and populist from the far right, José Antonio Kast, will face off against leftist lawmaker and former student protest leader Gabriel Boric. Claudia Heiss is a head of political science at the Institute of Public Affairs at the University of Chile, and she joins us now. Claudia, welcome.
Hello, Peter. Thank you for having me.
It is good to have you, and help us understand who the two potential leaders are, starting with José Antonio Kast, who's expressed support for the former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet.
That's right. He's a member of a family tied to the dictatorship. His father was close to the Pinochet regime. His brother was a minister in Pinochet's government, and he has always shown his admiration for Pinochet and for what he did during the 17 years of the dictatorship, which he usually doesn't call dictatorship, he calls it the military regime. And he has justified the military dictatorship on the basis of the need to prevent the country from falling into communism.
Mm.
He's a Catholic conservative, extremely conservative on cultural and rights issues, on gender issues, on sexual diversity and all those things. So he's a traditional extreme right-wing populist.
And his opponent on the left is Gabriel Boric. He's a former student leader, as we said. What's his message to voters?
Well, Boric comes from the student movement. He started in political life as a student leader, but then became a deputy. He has been in the House of Representatives twice. And his platform is social rights, basically, to create a welfare state in Chile and to try to reduce inequality through redistribution, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, 2 years ago, speaking of inequality, more than a million Chileans took to the streets to protest. Well, it started as higher fares on public transportation, but it evolved into months of protest against inequality. Here's what they sounded like. Protesters clashing with police there in Santiago. Are you able to draw a connection between what we're hearing there, those deadly protests in 2019, and this year's election?
Absolutely. Chilean politics is entirely influenced by the events of 2019. This was a very, very important social outburst. We had a complete disruption of normal life, thousands and millions of people marching the streets. So today's election is very much influenced by these events and by how all this social unrest will end in a change or the maintenance of the same political institutions.
Mm, right, because whoever wins is going to have to mend a fractured political system, as you've just described, and will have to address the demands of the people from the protest in 2019 and more recently, including this effort to rewrite the Constitution, right? I mean, what will you be watching for once a winner has been declared?
That's right. That's what I wanted to say, that whoever wins will have to face the constitution-making process that is going on in Chile right now and that will end in a plebiscite, in a referendum in 2022 where people will be asked whether they want to ratify or discard the new constitution. And if the new constitution is not approved in 2022, the old one, which caused all these problems, will remain in place. And that, I think, would be going back to square one and really creating a very, very complicated problem for the future of Chilean political life. So it's very important who wins the election because Boric is in favor of the new constitution, whereas Kast has rejected it together with the 20% of the people who voted against the constitution-making process.
Hmm. If Boric is, appears on the surface to be more in line with the protesters, for instance, what explains the rise of the far right candidate and someone who has had links to a dictatorship?
It sounds very counterintuitive and very surprising. And I think it's the result of a sort of backlash 2 or 3 years after the explosion or the social outburst we had in 2019. Because then there was a lot of disorder in the streets. And this came together with a constitution-making process that has promised to increase many rights by groups that had been disadvantaged, women's rights, gender minorities' rights, the indigenous, who are for the first time in a representative body in the convention. So all of this, I think, has caused some fear and a sort of reaction in more conservative people who think that the changes are going too fast. So that, I think, gave room for the caste discourse that focuses on public order, on tranquility, on going back to normal.
The election is on Sunday. We'll be keeping a close eye on it. Claudia Heiss is head of political science at the Institute of Public Affairs at the University of Chile. Claudia, thank you so much.
Thank you.